Okay, can you tell us your names and where you are?
My name is Sven.
My name is Lynn.
Okay, and my name is Kati Jung. Okay, and your teacher told us that you learned a rhyme about the snowdrops. And maybe you can tell us the rhyme?
Snowdrops, I like to think that long ago there fell to earth some flakes of snow, which laughed this cold grey world of ours so much they stayed as snowdrops flowers.
Very good.
Snowdrops, I like to think that long ago there fell to earth some flakes of snow, which laughed this cold grey world of ours so much they stayed as snowdrops flowers.
Very good. And your teacher told us that you learned or read this story. That's one book for you. And one for you. And maybe you can read the title of the book. Can you read the title of the book? Can you?
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Very good. And can you tell me what the story is about?
Yes, a story about an emperor and two swindlers. The swindlers said to the emperor, we can make very good clothes. And the emperor said, yes, the clothes, I would see the clothes. And the swindlers making not clothes
maybe your friend can help you.
Yes. They pretended to make it. And the emperor's wisest old ministers can't see this wonderful cloth, and then they think that the emperor said to them, you are stupid. And then the wisest old minister say to the emperor, that's very good class. And the emperor take off his old class and put on this this wonderful class. But he hadn't got put on class. And then he go to the parade, and all the people think that's good clothes, and there was a little boy, and the little boy said, the emperor hasn't got any clothes on. And his dad said to him, don't be stupid, the emperor has wonderful clothes on. And then said a woman, yes, the emperor hasn't got any clothes on. And then said a man, yes. And then laugh all people to the emperor.
Very good. And do you have a favorite picture in this book?
Yes.
Can you show it to me? This one?
Yes.
And why do you like it best?
Because here, there, a wonderful house, and here are all wisest ministers and noble adults, and here are the two swindlers, and
you see the emperor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's colorful.
Yes.
What colors can you see?
Blue, white, gray, red, yellow, violet, and pink, brown, black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, very good. And what is your favorite picture in this book?
My favorite picture is this.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the page?
Page 12 and page 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and why is this picture your favorite picture?
Here is the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And on the picture are his noblest lords and old wisest ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And here has the emperor his old clothes on.
Mm-hmm. And what does the emperor has on his cheek?
The emperor has on his cheek a black heart.
Mm. Very good. Okay, then we start with the game. We close the books. And here's one cube for you, one for you. And you can shake it. And the one who has the biggest number can start with the game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can start. Can I have the book first? Okay. I have two little cards, and one is for you, and one is for you. And you tell your friend what you can see on your picture. Yes?
I can see a little girl.
And what else?
And I can see a little tree.
Mm-hmm. And is it snowing on your picture?
No, it's rainy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about your picture? What is on there?
I can see a little girl and plants and water.
Mm-hmm. And what is the girl doing?
The girl is swimming.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now I have a big poster. And maybe you can show me the picture of her, what she just described.
This.
Mm-hmm. And can you show me his picture?
This.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. And can you show me the ship?
The ship here.
Mm-hmm. And what does the ship look like? Is it a small ship or a big ship?
I think it is a big ship.
Mm-hmm. And what colors does the ship have?
The colors are red, white, blue, and a little bit gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and can you see somebody on the ship?
can see two people.
Mm-hmm. And are those two people boys or girls?
I think it is a little boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What about this picture? What can you see on this picture?
I can see that a girl has a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's all.
Do you have a bathroom at home?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what about you? Do you have a bathroom at home?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And what else can you see in this picture? Is there anything you haven't told me?
I can see a man.
Mm-hmm. And what is a man doing? Can you help him?
He brings water to the plants.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And what can you see on this big picture?
I can see the earth.
Mm-hmm. And what colors does the earth have?
The earth has the colors white, blue, and green.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And in the next picture?
I can see a cow. The cow is drinking.
Mm-hmm.
The cow is drinking fresh water. And the cow is brown and white.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. We already had this picture, so we look at this one. What can you see there?
I can see a rainbow, and there is raining.
I can see a field, and houses.
Mm-hmm. And what colors does a rainbow have?
The rainbow has red, yellow, green, and a little bit blue.
Mm-hmm. And do you know when we have a rainbow?
When the ray is
see a rainbow when it's rainy and sunny.
Mm-hmm. And what has happened before? It has to happen before? The rain or the sun?
The rain.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then the sun.
Mm-hmm. And then we have
a rainbow.
Very good. Okay, what can you see on this picture?
I can see a very old tree, grass, and it's rainy.
You said a cross?
Grass.
A grass. Okay, I'm sorry. And what can you see?
I can see a tree. It's raining now, and
Maybe you can tell me something about this picture.
I can see a lake and the water from the lake is going to the sea.
Mm-hmm. What can you see?
I can see the sun. And on the mountain it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the field it's raining.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, and what about this picture? What can you see?
I can see a snowman and a boy, and it's snowy and frosty.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a boy. The boy is skating. It's snowing. And I see a snowman. He has a big red nose and a red girl.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the snow?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit. And do you like snow?
Yes, I like snow.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do with the snow?
I like forming snowballs. And I like to build an igloo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And I like to make a snowman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. We make a different game now. Can I have the cards back? The pictures? Your picture? Thank you. Okay. I have two pictures for you. And on these pictures are rats. Do you know rats? They're bigger than a mouse. A rat. Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Can you tell her what it is?
A rat is in German eine Ratte.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And this picture is different to this picture. The rats are not the same. They're hiding somewhere else. And for example, this one is rat 14 and rat 15. And she does not have rat 14 and 15. And you can tell her now, my rat 14 is under the blanket in my bed. Mm-hmm. And then, because she does not have the rat, she can draw one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same is with rat 15. My rat 15 is on the bed. And she does not have rat 15, so she can draw rat 15 on the bed. And as well, like this rat on the table, you don't have it. So you can draw her rat on your table. Did you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So I have pens for you. And you ask each other. Or do you want to shake the cubes?
Yes.
Who wants to start? Do you want to shake the cubes?
Ladies first.
My rat's 10 is on the book.
Mm-hmm. And now you can draw her rat on your picture. Do you know where it is? Very good.
And red number 9 is on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Carpet?
Do you know another word for carpet? On the Or can you tell her more exactly where it is? It's on the carpet next to the table.
It is. Near on the table.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where it is? The red?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
My red 9 is on the books.
In the books. Well, let's have a look around. Here, you already said that red. Can you choose another one to tell him where it is? He already drew this red. You understand?
Box.
Ah, oh, you said box. Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry.
Got a rat under the table.
I had a rat under the wie heißt das?
What do you mean?
See.
Well, a bank or a bench?
Bench. My rat is under the bench.
And I have got a rat on the bench near the window.
I have a rat on the table.
Stop here, and you did a very good job, and maybe you can go to your classroom back and send us the last two. Do you know who it is?
Yes.
Yes.